We've got some questions that we've asked people to come up with, people calling in the other day. So we'll start off with Steve from Watford. Steve Joy from Watford said, photographs in queue, absolutely fantastic photos in queue. You look fantastic. While the tattoos, stop now, Steve says. Tattoos, how many have you got?
Look, Steve, it's my body, mate. my new tattoo on my back, my little phoenix in the flames.
What is it exactly and how big is it?
How big's that?
Oh, about 8 inches, I reckon.
8 inches? And it's a bit of a cross between a phoenix and a thunderbird, because of the design that I wanted. And it's, like, got some little flames around it. But it's my first coloured tattoo, because I've always, like, just had them done in black and white, but I felt like a bit of colour. So I've got, how many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's my fifth. It's possibly my final.
People say that it's quite addictive, having
it's
tattoos.
It's very addictive. The first tattoo that I got, I knew exactly the next one I wanted to get, and it's just carried on like that over the years.
Okay. And does it hurt? Which one hurt most?
The latest one.
The colour one.
3 hours of agony, but it was worth it.
Okay. So at the moment, it may be the last, but
yeah,
you never
for
know.
Now.
For now. You must have been very pleased with those photographs in queue, because you do look stunning in them.
I was very pleased, but, you know, I'm lucky enough to work with great photographers, you know, it was great lighting, very experienced makeup artists, and they've got a great hairdresser too.
It all helps, doesn't it?
It all helps.
Elise in Durham said, because you are Mel C, famous person, you can't go down the dog and the duck just to find a bloke, so where do you go?
Actually, maybe someone out there could help me with that. I don't know. Where do I go? I'm just like everyone else, you know, maybe a few more people recognise me, but I go out, I socialise, go to clubs and bars and things, not a lot because I'm very busy, but through work, I think a lot of people, actually, if you look at the statistics, a lot of people meet their partners through work.
That's why you're working so hard.
That's why, exactly.
What does it feel like when you walk into a room and know that you're having an effect on everyone around you? Because wherever you go, people do know who you are.
To tell you the truth, I'm usually oblivious to it. I do tend to feel it a little bit if there's a lot of younger kids in the room, because, you know, there's a lot of the Spice Girls friends are quite young. But other than that, you know, if I go shopping, if I'm down the high street, whatever, I tend to think that people don't realise who I am.
Okay. For Q magazine, were you aware of the impact that had? There were a lot of quotes and a lot of tabloids in this country.
Well, you know the tabloids. It's, they never cease to amaze me, you know. We've been part of this for 3 years, and they can still, they just, I don't know, things are, when you say things and it can be a joke, or maybe you didn't quite mean it that way, when it's in print it looks so different, and then when the papers take everything completely out of context anyway, and they elaborate on the truth, and sometimes they even make it all up, you know, so.
So you didn't get any stroppy phone calls from any of the, your other band members or friends?
Oh, not at all, because the thing is, we've all been a victim to it, and we know each other, you know, better than that, so it's never a problem.
Josh in York said that Q magazine hyped their interview with you as an all-revealing, in-depth chat, but he was disappointed. He said, will there ever be a time where you can actually be open and be honest and say exactly how you feel?
Do you know what? I find it very difficult in interviews because, you know, I'm a very honest person, as we all are in the band, but, there's some things that are just nobody else's business. You know what I mean? So I want to be honest. I don't want to lie. I find it very, very difficult to lie. And, you know, I hope that I never do. But, you know, I'm not going to tell you all my darkest, deepest secrets, am I? I've got to keep something for myself.
Okay. Can you talk more in just a bit for us?
Can I talk more?
Can you talk more in just a bit? We'll play a record. Madonna, you're a big fan, yeah?
I'm a big fan.